Bickley and Murata live from the Auction Community Studios here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Big win for the Sun Devils last night. They get over on Arizona in overtime 95-88. Joining us now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, one of the heroes for the Sun Devils, Remy Martin, checks in on Bickley and Murata. Remy, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Good. Congratulations on that win. Finally get over that hump for Coach Hurley, his first win over Arizona. How's it feel the day after?
It's still kind of surreal just because of the atmosphere and the history that was there. I mean, the fans came out and they supported us through thick and thin, even when we were going through simple bumps in the road. And the atmosphere was just crazy and how personal it was just because it's U of A. And it was an amazing experience for me. It's something I'll never forget, but I also wanted to thank the ASU fans for everybody who came out.
Now, Remy, I don't know if you've heard this or if it surprises you. A lot of Wildcats fans are like, yeah, big deal. You almost lost to one of our worst teams we've ever had. What would you say to some Arizona fans who are trying to belittle what you guys accomplished last night?
I would just, you know, it just live with the results. You know, we they're obviously both great teams. They're a really good team, as well as their record shows that they, you know, they're a pretty good team as well. So we just, you know, we play well. They're a great team. Nothing to take away from them, but I think we just played harder and we've made bigger plays. So don't worry, they'll get another crack at us later down the season.
and I think that later on in the season it might work out even better for you, because I think that you guys had to get over that psychological hurdle of finally beating that program. Can you verbalize just how important it was to kind of get that monkey off your back to beat the Wildcats?
Oh, it was very important. I mean, the practices we had prior to that was just so intense, so emotional. The energy was just crazy. Everything was uplifted. And it was just so surreal just being able to, you know, pull the win out. It was, Coach Hurley, obviously his first win since he's been here. And me, you know, loving that guy and everything that he's done for the program is just, you know, putting our best foot forward as a team and trying to get the win. And we did that. It was the best experience of my life.
ASU guard Remy Martin, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, after the Sun Devils beat the Wildcats last night, 95-88. There was a lot of talk heading into the game and after the game about how Coach Hurley changed his approach with you guys in practice. Tell us a little bit more, for people that don't know the story, about what he asked you guys to do or got you guys to do in preparation. If you could share that story, that'd be great, Remy.
Yeah, so basically, since he got here, you know, 4 years, he's never won or beaten U of A. So what he did was, when we went to the gym, it was a different routine. It was usually we get our practice gear on and we, you know, shoot around and do our regular routine. And we didn't have our practice gear on. We had our regular clothes on. And he took us to our practice facility and he gave us a sheet of paper. And it showed from the day he started, every time he beat U of A, it was how many points they beat us by. And how many points they beat us by, he had to run on the court baseline to baseline. And one of the losses that we had was about like 38 points and he had to run 38 times. And collectively it was probably about almost 100 baseline runs. So just to see that hunger and to see that motivation and just to say, you know, the suffering ends now. You know, this year is the year where we make a change in the ASU community. And that just, that, you know, he makes you want to, you know, fight for him and go to war with him. For a coach that does that, for a coach that has that much passion for the game. And you know, I couldn't ask for a better coach than that. And, you know, we did it for the ASU community. We did it for him. I played my heart out for him, for everything that he does in this ASU community. So that story was probably one of the best stories that would go down with me, is just that, you know, who does that? I think he's like 50 years old and now he's running he's running baseline to baseline over 100 times. So you know, but he still has a heart of a champion, and that's what I love about him.
I'm sure you saw or heard Zylan's comments after the game last night when he was having a little fun with Coach Hurley, and he said, oh, he's legitimately a lunatic. And we see the behavior on the sidelines, and he's a fiery guy. Have you ever had a coach in your career that's nearly as fiery as Coach Hurley?
No, not ever in my career, man. That guy just throughout the whole game, from the start of the game, even before the game, he's just ready to play. He still has that player's mentality, and he matches my energy. I play the same way as if I was to coach like that. So, he just gets the guys going, and he has the right guys to, buy in and really, match his energy, which is amazing.
Yeah, no, Remy, I'm curious about this. By him running, having to run a sprint or a gas or whatever you want to call it for every point that you've lost to, was he trying to make you guys feel guilty? Was it reverse motivation in all the pain you were causing your head coach?
I don't think he really thought about it like that. I just think that, he was just fed up of losing to them.
Yeah.
And he wanted to show us that he was done and we're going to play our hearts out today, no matter what the cause is, or we're going to get this win. And that's what he's just trying to prove to us, is that we work so hard and we have so much talent to not put our best foot forward and win that game. So I don't think it was anything more to it, just the fact that he felt now is our time, and from now on ASU will have that upper hand.
It's great stuff, great story. I want to ask you about you last night, because when things got tense last night, you made a series of just a lot of big shots, and you've done that with this team. You show a lot of leadership on the court in tight situations. What kind of player do you become in those kind of situations like last night, where you've got to lift everybody around you, you've got to keep the game from getting sideways? Tell us your mindset in terms of that.
My mindset is just to do what I was born to do. I mean, I think that I'm a natural born leader, and I just want to lead my guys to whatever victory. That's my main goal, is that I don't really care if I have 0 points or my stat line is terrible. I just, at the end of the day, I want to do what's best for the team. If it's scoring, assist, or bringing the energy on defense, that's just my job. That's just what I go into every game thinking, is that how can I help these guys win? And the other night it was scoring, just being a playmaker, and that's what I just have to do when games are on the line and they need their leader and they need the guy to step up. I'm 100% willing to do that, and I think I did that last night. But it was more than me. It was a collective win. I mean, Zion had 22 rebounds. Rob had tremendous points. Everybody contributed, and that's my job, is to make sure everybody's well, and we did that.
Remy Martin of ASU, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. This season's been a bit of a roller coaster for you guys. You've had the emotion of beating Kansas again, and then you followed it up with kind of a stretch of basketball that wasn't great. Now that you're halfway through the Pac-12 schedule, Remy, how confident are you guys that you've ironed out what's been ailing this basketball team?
Oh, very confident. I mean, even the game that we lost against USC, which was a tough one at the end, but we still felt like we played well. We still felt like we played our hearts out. We feel really good. We're really, really good. I mean, the game last night was obviously amazing. We're playing good basketball. We're playing hard. We're playing as a team. The chemistry on and off the court is amazing. We all love each other. We all want the best for each other. And we're just at a great spot mentally and physically right now.
All right, last thing for me, Remy. Did you see Bobby Hurley take that basketball in the face and get floored by it last night?
Yeah, I did. And you see how much of a champion he is by how fast he got up. But I think the refs liked that a little bit, because he was probably harassing them all day.
Oh, dude. Dude, he got up and he got right in that ref's face again.
Yeah, I mean, hey, that's the type of coach that I want on my side. if I was the other coach on the side, I'd be like, this guy's nuts. He's not stopping. He's not laying down. So, just that just shows the type of guy he is. And, I'm sure the refs really got a smile off that. Honestly, at the heat of the game, I probably had a little giggle inside. So I can show it.
Hey, Remy, thanks for joining us today. Congratulations on that win last night. Great job.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate you having me. Go Devils.
Thanks.
Guys.